In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will follow my commandments. These are Jesus' words at the very beginning of our gospel today. Christ is giving us a command, telling us that it is not just, that love is not just a feeling, but we must also put this love into action by being obedient to what he asks of us. More simply put, doing God's will, not our own. See, the world today wants to tell us that love is all you need. I love this person, so we are going to be together in any way we see fit. But Christ tells us there is more, that with love comes action. Now, who is this telling you this today? Well, for those of you that do not know, I am Seth Lorenz. Well, I'm now Deacon Seth Lorenz as of yesterday. I've been studying for the Diocese of Lubbock for 7 years, 6.5 to 7 years, something like that. And God willing, in one more year, next summer, I'll be ordained to the priesthood. Right now, for the summer, I'll be out in Plainview. This is my home parish. Many of y'all see me off and on over the years. But this summer, I'll be placed in Plainview, and I will go back for another year at seminary. I go to seminary up north in the very cold Yankee land of Chicago. But I'm glad to be here for the summer where it's warm. I go there for the extreme winters, and I come here for the extreme summers. But just a few more years, that'll be done with. But as I was ordained yesterday, and Bishop Kerber laid his hands on me, we have many examples of laying on hands in the Bible, especially in today's first reading. Philip has gone down to Samaria to proclaim Christ to them. This is the same Philip that we read about last week, who was being called to serve, which will later be known as deacons. Just as I am now ordained a deacon, I am called to serve. While in Samaria, Philip proclaimed Christ, and many were not only converted, but many were healed, and the possessed were free from their demons. Not only that, but many were baptized, showing the great work that Philip had done in Samaria. Word of this reaches all the way back to Jerusalem, and the apostles send Peter and John. And then although that these people were baptized, something that we Christians believe is necessary for salvation, they had not received the Holy Spirit. It is through these two disciples, Peter and John, and the laying on of their hands that the people received the Holy Spirit. This is the same Spirit that is referred to as the Advocate by Christ in our gospel. Can you imagine what it had to be like for the apostles to hear that an advocate will be sent? Right now in our own church calendar, Jesus has risen. He is a resurrected Jesus still teaching the apostles. Next we will be celebrating the Ascension. Then the disciples will be up in the upper room waiting, worrying, not knowing what else to do until 10 days later at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descends upon them. This shows us that the apostles did not understand what Jesus meant about an advocate. They had all been baptized, believed in, taught by, and lived with Jesus. They had all this information coming at them, but they did not know what it meant. I think we are all going through something today which can show us a glimpse into what they must have been going through. Today, the focus of the whole world is on COVID-19. We ourselves are flooded with information about different people's views on what the outcome will be. Some of us are still sheltering at home. Some of us have to go to work and fear contracting the virus. Some of us believe it's all hogwash and we should just open everything back up. Now, as the priest that is the head of my seminary often says, do not hear what I am not saying. I am not saying that the disciples waiting for the Holy Spirit to come is the same as us waiting for the end of this virus. We all have so much information coming at us from every direction, just as the disciples did. but we still have no idea how this is going to turn out. But what is it that we do have? We have the Holy Spirit with us. He was sent to the disciples and still teaches today. For us Catholics, these teachings come to us through the church. For the Holy Spirit is in us through the laying on of hands we receive at confirmation. Jesus tells us at the beginning of the gospel, if you love me, you will follow my commandments. He gives us the Holy Spirit through the church and in us as a guide to being obedient to him so that we can live a holy life and be with God in the world to come. For us to love him, we must take action. Those of you married, how often do you remind yourself of your wedding vows to act in a way of love, even though you do not always want to? Those with children, how often do you act out of love, even though they've hurt you or they won't listen to you? Children, how often are you angry with your parents or your siblings and still have to act nice to them, even though you truly do not want to? And most importantly, how often do you have trouble in your life, want to get angry at God, but instead follow what you know he is asking you to do? For myself, one of the promises I made in front of the bishop and the whole church was to serve at the altar and God's people. How often will I be called to act out of love of his people? Will I be able to be an example of the gospel for the people of his church? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.